We've got an area of water, open sedges. There's two irrigation reservoirs, one either side, and it's just a great place for wildfowl throughout the year. The spring and autumn see migrant birds passing through, wading birds stopping off. It's just a great piece of habitat sandwiched between a stunning beach and the deer park, which is famous for its seals in the autumn.
But if you come to Marlowe's for the beach or the seals, you might easily overlook Marlowe's Mere, even though it's less than 5 minutes from the car park. Dave Astins, who runs birdwatching trips all round Pembrokeshire, has been coming here for over 25 years, and for him, Marlowe's Mere is a special, small and perfectly formed birdwatching patch.
If you were to circle it, it would probably take you about 25 minutes non-stop. But of course, there's so many things to stop and see that you'd never do it in that time.
So how does it come to be here?
My understanding is that the geology, it's like a bit of a clay bowl, so it doesn't drain very well, just this little cup in front of us. And that's why there is standing water here. Even in the driest of summers, there'll be water out in the middle.
And is that what makes it special for birds?
Certainly on this peninsula, it's the only significant freshwater body. Therefore, it attracts birds to breed and to spend the winter here and to pass through on migration.
It's lovely, isn't it? Now, the National Trust have hied down on the edge of the water over there towards Skokum. So maybe we'll go down there and have a look and see what's around today.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Brilliant. What do you see?
So across this area of water, right at the back, there are two black-tailed godwits. They're on their way south for the winter. They breed across sort of Arctic Circle but into Iceland as well. So without a close look, I wouldn't be able to say what race they were. but there's a chance they could be the Icelandic race. And Marlowe's Mere is a great place for them to stop. They're regular here in spring and autumn.
And is that one of the key things about the Mere? It's a stopping off point if you're on a long journey somewhere.
It is for a lot of species, yeah.
So what would you see here through the year? What's passing through?
So, I mean, for example, in the spring, obviously, swallows, sand martins, house martins and swifts would use this as a stopping off place and a feeding place. Lots of warblers use this. Garden warblers, blackcaps, white throats, they stay to breed. And then in the autumn, again, anything can fly over and stop in. So, I've seen little stint here. There's been a lesser yellowlegs, which is an American wader.
What's that? Is that the incredible storms that hit the coast here?
Usually, it's just blown off course, yeah. Mm. So lesser yellowlegs has been seen here. And a host of other rare birds that have blown off course. A few big rarities have been found here. Black duck, black pole warbler, bee eater has been seen. So it's a terrific variety.
Bee eaters, now they're from way south, aren't
they? They are, although they bred in Great Britain again in 2015. Quite far north in Cumbria.
Colourful birds.
They are very, very colourful. A mixture, it's like a paint pot really. Yellows, greens, browns. So they've been seen here. Red rump swallow, glossy ibis. We had up to 5 glossy ibis here for a while a few years ago, which was a real crowd puller.
It's a tiny patch of water for all of that. And what we're seeing around us today, on the wing but not birds, is a lot of dragonflies and damselflies.
Yeah.
In the hedgerows, because we were overlooking it from the little cottage up there. But as we come down the track here, well, let's walk on a bit, see what we find.
Yes, the track that runs from the car park down towards the first hide is nearly enough all in sunlight during the day.
Yeah, that's here and on our right at the moment.
And we can see, with the brambles and thistles poking through, a few other wildflowers, regular spot for dragonflies and butterflies. This is probably the best spot. In the autumn, for example, we see things like migrant hawker and common darter.
Who's this? That's one.
Yep, that's right.
At our feet.
That's a common darter.
The nice thing about dragonflies is that they seem to ignore you. Look, there's a whole crowd of them in the air. Lovely the way their wings, they're silver in the light, aren't they?
Oh, what have we got in front of us? That looks like a red kite. Yeah, there's a red kite.
A red kite. Oh,
wow,
yes.
Now that's not something we see here particularly often. The red kite is below. There's two buzzards higher up in the sky.
I remember when Wales was the only place to see red kite up at Tregaron, wasn't
it?
Right. They've spread enormously. They're a bird that everybody says, it's very aerobatic, beautiful. And you think, I'm sure it flies nicely. And when you see it, it's like silk flowing through the air.
They are absolutely
stunning birds.
And they're so large as well, and they really are graceful birds.
Used to fill the streets of all the big cities, didn't they? Scavengers.
That's right, yeah, Victorian London. They used to scavenge in the gutter, basically.
See, the kite there, he's got couple of smallish blackbirds up there chasing him away.
Yep, and they are chough, which is a real speciality of this part of Wales. I think the red kite passed over their territory and the chough didn't really like it.
Yeah, another wonderfully acrobatic bird, isn't it? Because you see, they're the very, very black, but with the curved red beak.
That's right, and red legs, bright red legs.
Bright red legs.
They're a real speciality of Pembrokeshire coast. They breed on the cliffs, and there's about 90 pairs all the way around the coast. So, you know, one every couple of miles on average. And there are a couple of pairs in this area, and again in the autumn and winter we see them flock together.
And it makes you realise again that although we're looking out here over an agricultural landscape with the mere in the middle of it, what, the cliffs are 500 yards that way or something, down onto Marlow Sands.
So where we stood, we've got a brow of a hill just over us, but we're talking about just two fields to the coastal path.
Yeah.
Breeding chough and peregrine, to name but two.
Opening the hatch there to look out across the water. It's that moment, isn't it, when you go into a hide and you just look, scan the landscape to see if there's anything out there.
I think that's the beauty of a hide, and the position this hide is in is you've got quite a view all the way around, from fields to the mere itself to some willows right in front of us, patches of gorse, so that there's plenty of different options. And as you say, it takes a little while just to take everything in and then start scanning around with the binoculars and the telescope, if you have one, to see what's actually out here.
You see anything?
The willows in front of the hide are good for holding migrant birds. Maybe not for long, it's only a small patch, but it's one of the best bits of vegetation around the mere. So I can hear a robin ticking in the willows there. That'll be a migrant bird.
A migrant robin?
Absolutely, yep. In the autumn, robins are on the move.
On the move where? Because we always think of robins as being our back garden birds that probably stay there.
Yeah, we do. But most robins do move somewhere, even if it's only a short distance. Mm. So some of our robins would come from quite a long way over into the continent towards Russia to spend the winter in the UK. And some of the UK robins will decide to leave and head south into France and Spain. So it's fascinating stuff. It really is.
So we talked about the migrant birds that come through. Which birds actually breed here?
Well, the ones that are most prominent, mallard and coot and moorhen. There's several pairs of little grebes, which are really, really smart, small water birds. And in fact, just in front of the hide here, under the willows, there's usually a pair of little grebes breeding. So the views looking down onto them, especially in the breeding season when they're in the best plumage, is quite fantastic. In addition to the water birds, there are a host of songbirds that breed. So reed bunting, sedge warbler. Sedge warbler is a migrant from Africa. Reed bunting's a resident bird. So you get a real mix of birds, some that spend their whole lives here, some that just come here to breed and disappear. And then it all changes again in the winter when a whole new different group of species move in to make this their winter home.
I think it's, well, maybe as a keen bird watcher, you wouldn't see it this way. But I think for me, it's a bit like fishing. You know, you go somewhere like this and you might catch a fish, or in our case, you might see interesting birds. But to be able to sit somewhere quiet and stare out over a peaceful landscape like this, that's half of what it's about.
I'd probably argue with you and say it's more than half. I think you've got to, you know, rarities and it's amazing, exciting birds aren't around every corner. They are simply that. So you just have to enjoy the landscape and the fresh air. Where you are, and just see what you see, and from time to time something really special will pop out and, you know, make that a day to remember.